right, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock and 77 now at FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high in the 90s and heat indices over 100, but I guess now it's summertime officially, first full day of summer, we can do that.
So can you play The Heat Is On?
Probably, yeah. I'll get some Glenn Frey fired up here shortly. Also, this to add to your summertime traffic woes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, LDOT is going to begin a maintenance project today to replace a portion of the bridge deck on Airport Boulevard, right over 65. Starts today. Even LDOT says major delays are expected.
When they say it, yeah. You know.
Drivers are encouraged to seek alternate routes. Drivers are encouraged to just stay at the house.
That's right.
Project scope includes repairing the concrete bridge deck in the westbound outside lane on Airport. Motorists can expect for single and double lane closures westbound along Airport near the area of 65 as this work commences. Southbound, okay, so think about the southbound ramp to 65 will be closed during this period of work. Following detour will be implemented during construction. So
may I add something?
Sure. Yeah.
Directionally challenged. When you talk about which ramp, are you saying the ramp that's closest to O'Charley's and Waffle House, or are you saying the ramp that's closest to the mall?
Well, I would for southbound. Let's say they have said the southbound on ramp to 65.
Okay.
So that's going to be. Your southbound ramp onto 65 is right here by us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, O'Charley's, where our studios are. Okay. Like if you're going, there's no other south. But yeah, I mean if you're coming, you'd be coming westbound on Airport, going south onto 65.
That's why I said directionally challenged.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so if you're going eastbound on Airport, you're coming down Airport, you're heading towards 65.
Yes,
that's that ramp there that comes off to your right. That's going southbound on 65. So if you're eastbound on Airport and go southbound on 65, they're going to close that ramp. Also, closing certain number of lanes. It's going to vary between 1 and 2, where the overpass is. So they're working on the bridge deck, Airport over 65. It starts today. They said the project's expected to be completed within 10 days.
Mm-hmm. That puts you in such a pickle because you welcome, you know, you want safety. Safety is key.
Yeah,
you want improvements.
Work, yeah.
They have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting this evening at about what time, 7 p.m.?
I think so. I didn't see the time. I just know it starts today and goes for 10 days.
Yeah.
And that means there'll be traffic backed up into our parking lot here.
But hopefully they do. In Arizona, I know because it's so hot there, the construction crews, they do all their work at nighttime.
Right.
Because, you know, the sun's not blazing because it's over 100 degrees all the time.
Like it is here.
Minus the humidity.
Yes.
Hopefully they're able to do that work, the majority of it, during the non-peak hours.
Yeah, let's hope. We'll watch this for it, but just a heads up there. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome to your Friday. Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale on the way, plus Alec Naiman joins us to find out what's cooking for this weekend. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, more of Meet the Candidates, and we'll talk Ag Commissioner. What does an Ag Commissioner even do? We'll find out about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
I'm looking forward to that 8 o'clock hour. Thank you, Sean and Corey. News out of our nation's capital this morning, civilian federal workers have been approved for a 1.9% pay raise. That is good news. The Senate Appropriations, Financial Services, and General Government Subcommittee has approved this raise for civilian federal workers as part of their annual appropriations bill. So it matches the 1.9% most government employees received last year. Now, while employee unions are applauding the move, you'll recall President Trump recommended the opposite. He wanted a pay freeze for 2019. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees says this modest pay adjustment would help prevent federal employees from falling further behind next year and help federal agencies recruit and retain the high caliber workforce that the public expects and deserves. Here in Alabama, more than 53,000 federal workers, including our postal employees, reside in the state, work in the state. So this is fantastic news. Any changes to federal pay, though, must still make its way through Congress. The president could also opt to revise his budget proposal. So the president has until August the 31st of this year to determine pay for the following year. Those stats coming to us from Federal News Radio. And the FBI needs your help this morning locating an armed and dangerous convicted felon here in the Port City. Authorities say you need to be on the lookout for 27-year-old Robert Orrin Drawin Jr. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in April as a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. A federal arrest warrant was issued for him later that month. Again, he is armed and dangerous and a convicted felon. So police say if you know of his whereabouts, you don't need to do anything. Let the professionals handle this one. Call the FBI or your local police department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a man is found outside a Dollar General store in Milton. Investigators with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office were called to the Dollar General on Highway 90 in East Milton last night. At this time, the Sheriff's Office has not released the person's identity or the cause of death. A man accused of kidnapping and beating his mother is in jail this morning. Witnesses say Jimmy Ray Morrow went to his parents' home in Chunchula, yelling and screaming, demanding his guns. His parents refused. That's when deputies say Morrow grabbed his mother, Mary Morrow, by the hair and threw her in a vehicle and took off. The sheriff's office says Morrow later left his mom on the side of the road. Baldwin County Schools will be the first county system in the state to have a school resource officer on every campus when school starts this fall. The school board approved the proposal on Thursday.
It's a collaborative effort amongst a lot of people around our county. But the bottom line is for the safety and security of our children.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
All right, 715 FM Talk, 106.5, and time for sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, Kelly, and good morning. Happy Friday to everyone. It's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brooklyn was in the house last night, and so were the 2018 NBA draftees. And last night, the Phoenix Sun drafted number one prospect DeAndre Ayton. The Wildcat big man went number one overall.
Having my name called to be the first pick for the Phoenix Suns was mind-blowing. I mean, you know, having all that confidence and leading up to that point when I saw Adam Silver came out, I was just waiting for my name, and when he called it, it's just my mind went blank.
His mind might have gone blank, but I tell you what, his bank account definitely
did. I was waiting for it, yep.
The Sacramento Kings selected power forward Marvin Bagley III from Duke. The Atlanta Hawks picked Luka Doncic from Slovenia, number 3, and traded his rights to Dallas for point guard Trae Young from Oklahoma, who was selected 5th. Colin Sexton, the dynamic and explosive freshman point guard from the University of Alabama, was selected 8th by the Cleveland Cavaliers and is urging LeBron James to stick around so they can make it back to the NBA Finals. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston has been suspended by the NFL for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. According to the NFL, he groped a female Uber driver in March of 2016. The Bucs opened the season facing three straight playoff teams, including the New Orleans Saints in week one. Auburn extended head baseball coach Butch Thompson's contract through 2024. Coach Thompson just finished the third year of his original five-year deal. He also led Auburn to its best season in over 20 years and helped advance the Tigers to the NCAA Super Regional for the first time since 1999. In an elimination game in the College World Series, the defending national champion Florida Gators took a bite out of the Texas Tech Red Raiders and eliminated them from the College World Series, winning 9-6. Florida will need to beat Arkansas twice to return to the CWS Championship Series. Game one of Florida versus Arkansas is an all-SEC affair and is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. The Banana Crazy Mississippi State Bulldogs take on Oregon State at 2 p.m. on ESPN, needing just one win to play for the College World Series. In Major League Baseball last night, the Reds beat the Cubs 6-2. The Brewers downed the Cardinals 11-3. The Angels over the Blue Jays 8-5. And the Diamondbacks defeated the Pirates 9-3. The Mobile Bay Bears lost the home opener of a six-game homestand versus the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 last night at the Hank. The Bay Bears will try and get back on the winning side of things tonight with first pitch scheduled for 7:05. In FIFA World Cup Series action in Russia this morning, Brazil takes on Costa Rica, Nigeria battles Iceland, and Serbia will play Switzerland. Yesterday's action saw Denmark and Australia ending in a 1-1 tie. France squeaked by Peru 1-0, and Croatia defeated Argentina 3-0. Last night at Cottage Hill Gymnasium, the Mobile Hurricanes defeated the Mobile Police Department 46-45 in an exhibition warm-up before the Hurricanes travel to the Special Olympic Games in Seattle, Washington. I'm Corey LeBounty, and that's a look at the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business, so it's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see the posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds on LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4 bills. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new 2-for-4 2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Regular delays now as you're traveling for the 65 split. Keep in mind, 7 p.m. tonight, Airport Boulevard, they're going to start the bridge deck repairs. They're going to be shutting it down for 10 days, and they're going to have the westbound outside lane closed off as you're doing the repairs. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing & Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. They even offer underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and online at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 77 now at FM Talk 106.5. Another high in the 90s today. Dr. Bill, lay out today's weather and the weekend, plus a look at the tropics coming up in just a couple minutes. Let's check in now with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk inventory. You got some new vehicles coming in.
Absolutely. I bought five yesterday. Just a couple trucks, a couple cars, a couple SUV or one SUV. That makes five.
And
count right. Anyway, they'll all be on the lot today, and we'll start getting them ready, getting them inspected and cleaned up and ready to sell. There are, I think, four of the five are all under $10,000.
Wow. Okay. That gets my attention. That's in my wheelhouse. But if I get a deal like that for $10,000, do I still have the financing options?
Absolutely. That's the great thing about it. And these cars, although they're under $10,000, you know, they're nice vehicles. We put a limited warranty, powertrain warranty on everything we sell. And yes, they're all financeable.
All right. Give us directions. We want to come out and check out those new vehicles or all the vehicles on the lot at LCM.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks,
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check in with Kelly Finley for headlines.
Thank you, Sean. Good Friday morning to you. Great news for a missing Mobile woman who is from Mobile, excuse me. Her family's excited because she's been located. This is fantastic news. These are stories that we closely monitor when missing a person reports are filed. Mobile police confirmed 40-year-old DeCarla Bonner has been located. Family members say they hadn't seen her since June 1st. Her mother reported her missing June 11th. At this hour, those are the details that police will confirm. When we get more details, we'll be, of course, sure to pass that on to you. Movements in our nation's capital, which impact families who depend on food stamps to assist with their family's needs. Your work requirements will need to increase in order to maintain assistance. The five-year farm bill narrowly passed in the House on Thursday by a vote of 213 to 211. $23 billion will be slashed from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which we know as SNAP, and all able-bodied adult SNAP recipients between the ages of 18 and 59 who are not pregnant, who do not have children ages 6 or younger, would now be required to work a minimum of 20 hours a week or be in job training. That work requirement would increase to 25 hours by the year 2026. SNAP recipients who fail to meet the 20-hour per week work requirement could lose benefits after 1 month. Representative Terry Sewell is calling the cuts, quote, cruel and short-sighted. No child deserves to go to bed hungry, but that is exactly what today's farm bill will do to countless children across the country by making drastic cuts to our food assistance programs. Now, the current farm bill program expires September the 30th. President Trump took to Twitter and saying that farm bill just passed in the House, so happy to see work requirements included. Big win for the farmers. That tweet coming from the timeline of @RealDonaldTrump. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. And also, we'll talk with a candidate for Ag Commissioner who's coming by. Mr. Pate's going to join us, so we'll talk about that. Because, of course, SNAP program and other programs like that, all part of the... You talk about a big bill, the farm bill.
The farm bill.
It is a Leviathan, giant, giant bill. And I think you're going to look at some of the polling out there. I've seen some in the past. When you talk about still having the safety net there for having program, you know, for SNAP or food stamp programs, But this work requirement, this is something Bill Clinton brought up in the 90s, was popular back then with welfare reform then. And I think still generally with the American public, not overall, but generally with the American public, it is still popular today that if you have able-bodied people that don't, they're not pregnant, like they said, don't have children.
Right, under the age of six.
Right, that they work or go to job training because...
Do something.
Because this is not, it's a safety net, not a hammock, as I've always said, right? Yeah. This is a way to help out folks that are on tough times, but get you ready to go. This isn't for good. This is a transition to get you back in and get you back working.
And there's so many families who truly not only need the assistance, but they appreciate the assistance, and they have so much pride in themselves where they run to get off of this program.
Right.
They don't want to be associated with that. They want people to know they're blessed to be able-bodied adults. Maybe they fell on hard times, but you know,
now let's get you back out. You know, let's use this instead of being a a terminal facility. This is like an outpatient, right? You get the help and you get back out.
But there's always those people who abuse the system.
Oh yes,
I remember in college when I was eating ramen noodles, green beans, and unsalted popcorn, and my neighbor, she had steak and lobster and pork chops, and the basketball team would come visit her, and I mean just those party house USA. And I said, how are you possibly affording this? And so I said, don't you have to get a job?
Yeah,
you know, she goes, no, I'll just have another kid. And I came home. You've met my mom.
Yes.
I came home with, can you believe? I mean,
parents. That's the problem. Those people, give the whole program a bad name.
They do.
But, you know, if those people all of a sudden are faced with, if you're going to do this long term, you're going to have to either work 20 hours a week of some, or job training. I like it. I mean, if you're getting the money, and you say you can't find anything, then let's help you and let's train you for a job that you can get.
So you can be productive in today's society. I'm going to go on the limb of most people want to do that. There's always a couple of bad apples in everything we do, no matter where you come from, no matter your zip code, no matter what color you are. Let's just keep that real.
So you had unsalted popcorn?
Unsalted. Air popped.
Yeah. I had the flake mashed potatoes.
Oh.
That's what we survived on. All right.
Hey.
Dr. Bill's all the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Major repairs happening to a portion of Airport Boulevard at the I-65 southbound ramp. Those repairs start at 7 o'clock tonight and could result in some big delays and certainly detours. The Alabama Department of Transportation is repairing the concrete bridge deck. The south on-ramp will be closed. There will also be single and double lane closures in the westbound lanes of Airport Boulevard. The work is expected to take 10 days. A deadly crash on the I-10 Bayway backed up traffic for hours Thursday. The initial crash around 8 o'clock yesterday morning started a chain reaction of crashes involving four vehicles. 37-year-old Lori McClendon of Loxley was killed. Florida wildlife officials are awarding $250,000 to five organizations to research new ways to remove invasive lionfish from deepwater habitats. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says $50,000 will go to each group. The contracts run through next June. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
Yesterday, the House rejected the hardline GOP immigration bill. Today, President Trump is urging Republicans to stop trying to pass immigration legislation until after the November elections. But correspondent Bob Costantini reports a moderate immigration bill might be voted on next week.
If the compromise bill gets a vote, it is still expected to be up to Republicans only to approve it, as Democrats object to border wall money and new restrictions on legal immigration.
A Trump administration official says about 500 of the 2,300 or so children taken from their parents at the border have been returned to their families. But so far, no overall plan for reuniting them has been revealed. And immigration attorney Carlos Garcia says parents are overwrought.
They're asking us, where is my child? And unfortunately, I can't get them that answer.
Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Charles Krauthammer has died. Krauthammer had suffered from abdominal cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News Special Report for nearly a year. He was 68. I'm Evan Haining.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The world is punching back after the U.S. imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum from around the globe. The European Union today started to slap tariffs on $3.4 billion of U.S. products, including whiskey, orange juice, peanut butter, and motorcycles. India and Turkey have already targeted U.S. products, from autos to sunscreen. The House has narrowly passed a Republican-written bill that reauthorizes farm programs while also imposing controversial new work requirements on food stamp recipients. The Senate's expected to vote next week on its own version of the bill, which funds crop insurance and payments to farmers when commodity prices or revenue drop below set levels. The new work requirements are to get stripped out in the Senate. Long-term mortgage rates fell this week, marking their third decline in the past 4 weeks after increasing last week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed rate was 4.57%, down from 4.62% last week. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So, it's summer now, officially.
Yes.
I guess yesterday it turned summer, but today our first full day of summer, so I guess now it can get hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it looks like about 92 today, so that's a normal high now. It's up to 90, so that's not far above the normal temperature for this time of the year. But just the same with the humidity, we're going to see a heat index today that will be around 100, 102. Now, there is just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon, but for the most part, it should be mostly sunny. Tonight, I expect a low of about 75. And then for the weekend, looking good, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday. Just a slight chance both days that we could see a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And the high temperatures should be up around 92 to 93 degrees, and that means the heat index will be over 100 for both days. So it looks real good for heading down to the beach, because any thunderstorms that develop during the day will be inland. And this pattern will continue at least into Monday. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible, but plenty of sunshine, and even warmer on Monday, up to around 95 degrees, and same for Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
No, this is a really nice situation here, because we don't see anything forming out on the tropics. There's a cluster of thunderstorms all around the Windward Islands, but elsewhere it's looking really good. and just some scattered showers here and there. So let's hope that continues.
All right, Dr. Bill, with everything you've laid out so far, I feel pretty positive about what I'm about to ask. It's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Our weekend lies somewhere between 1 and 2 on your scale. What say you?
Well, the temperatures are a little bit above normal for the weekend, but of course, very, very humid. And just that slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. But the good thing is plenty of sunshine. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8.510.
Now we're talking. That's one of the better numbers we've had as of late.
Yeah, when you get into June, July, and August, if you can get into the 1.8, doing really good.
All right, Dr. Bill, gives me an extra spring in my step for the weekend. Thank you.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill Williams, the weekend weather scale means we're off to the weekend. Coming up next, we'll check in with Kane, get traffic. Also, Kelly's got her headline and headlines, and Corey's got sports.
It's that time of year. It's on everyone's mind. You've made your plans and preparations if a hurricane impacts our area. Now, what you need more than anything else is accurate information. Where is the storm going? How intense are the winds? What kind of storm surge can you expect? When you need to know, you need Dr. Bill Williams, founder of the University of South Alabama's Coastal Weather Research Center and Mobile's only full-time radio meteorologist. When the information matters, and it has to be right, Mobile's first choice is Dr. Bill Williams on FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know that Alabama law requires all pets to be currently vaccinated against rabies? This is State Public Health Veterinarian Dee Jones. Rabies vaccination not only protects dogs and cats from the deadly virus, it also reduces the risk to the owners who could unknowingly be exposed by their unvaccinated pets. Help us protect you, your family, and your pet by getting them vaccinated today.
This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far. If you travel from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across to Bayway and the Causeway, for now, Mobile Police Department are clear. Remember, 7 p.m. tonight, Airport Boulevard bridge deck repairs start. It's going to take about 10 days, and while they're working on this, expect lane closures and the southbound on-ramp to 65 will be closed. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities on, starting at only $229. Log on to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
738 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett's company. I'm working at Mobile in Baldwin County. So maybe over the weekend you do this. You do an assessing of the junk, right? You go, and whether you want to use a little labels, little sticky labels,
yes,
or you want to, whatever, you tie a ribbon around the junk, whatever you do, identify the junk. And then, you know, you could do it today. You could do it on Monday. You can do it over the weekend. Pick up the phone. Go online. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and set that appointment. I know you've been wanting to get the junk out of there, want to get things organized at the house or the office, or, heck, get rid of all that junk you have stored in the storage unit. I know a guy who can make it happen. I know a guy who can make it happen real quickly, and that's my buddy Trey Bennett. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 7:40, time to talk headlines. Here's Kelly.
Sean, thank you. Good news to report involving the recent stabbing of a 65-year-old man at Callahan's Irish Social Club here in Mobile. The victim, who survived the attack, police say his condition has greatly improved. That's great news to hear. 43-year-old Robert Jason Chapman, he is charged with assault first after he's accused of stabbing the unidentified 65-year-old man in the neck, the shoulder, and the chest. Witnesses say the victim is a well-known regular at the bar. How about we talk trains this Friday,
okay,
Sean?
Sure.
We're going to ping pong this one, if you will. So, of course, we now know Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has opted not to commit state money to help reestablish a coastal Amtrak connection. All right, that's the headline. So Wednesday, and this is where I'm going to need you, Wednesday was a deadline for the governor to decide whether the state would make a $5.3 million pledge over the next 3 years to help restore rail service.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that there's an issue with,
okay,
this deadline.
Right, so a couple things. So the deadline that arrived yesterday, we missed it. Like you said, we missed it. The state missed it. We missed out. But as of next fiscal year, so the 2019 fiscal year, we can reapply. You know, the rub is here, so people understand the scope of this. This would be to open up train passenger rail service. This first leg would be from Mobile to New Orleans, New Orleans to Mobile. Mm-hmm. Right now, the folks in Louisiana have kicked in their money. So Louisiana has kicked in their matching money. Mississippi, that'll have more stops than we do, Mississippi has kicked in for some of their money, because I think they're going to have three stops or more in Mississippi. So they've kicked in some of the money. Alabama has not kicked in any as of yesterday. But we could still get in down the road next year. Now, part of what the way this is done is the governor has the say-so on whether the state is going to pledge the matching money here. But also, as is customary, the local representation for whatever district and it would be in, they're supposed to also basically send a letter to the governor and say, hey, we're in on this as well.
And so that could be part of the problem.
That could be part of the problem. We're looking into this, but it's, you know, and it's also, we got to ask ourselves, I mean, this is tough because we have been burned by matching money situations in the past, right? We've been burned where there's federal money out there, and then you have to have match it at some percentage of the federal money from local money. And, you know, we've been paying debt on that stuff right here for the city of Mobile, I know, quite a long time. So there's a lot of gray to this. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting discussion. I did in yesterday a conversation I had with Stephen McNair, who sent a letter to the governor urging her to say yes to this train program. Uh-huh. I said, you know, how Spartan could the stop be, you know, to comply? Uh-huh. He said it could be fairly Spartan. He pointed out places that it's just a deck out there. And I like the idea, if we were going to try to do this, if the city could put up something small for an Amtrak stop, and then if people really do use passenger rail here, then you could build on versus, you know, hey, we're going to build the best thing ever. You know, why not start off, see if this works, and as it does, add on to it. But right now, that's a moot point because we're not in for this year, something we'll have to try to tackle next year.
Yeah, Governor says that she is hopeful that one day we may have the luxury of providing financial support for passenger rail service, but now is not the time, and we have other challenges which must take priority. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be some finger pointing going on with a situation like that. Name and names, as they say. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing. So whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right. So we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right. Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over to the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay. We'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a man is found outside a Dollar General store in Milton. Investigators with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office were called to the Dollar General on Highway 90 in East Milton last night. At this time, the Sheriff's Office has not released the person's identity or the cause of death. A man accused of kidnapping and beating his mother is in jail this morning. Witnesses say Jimmy Ray Morrow went to his parents' home in Chunchula, yelling and screaming, demanding his guns. His parents refused. That's when deputies say Morrow grabbed his mother, Mary Morrow, by the hair and threw her in a vehicle and took off. The sheriff's office says Morrow later left his mom on the side of the road. Baldwin County Schools will be the first county system in the state to have a school resource officer on every campus when school starts this fall. The school board approved the proposal on Thursday.
It's a collaborative effort amongst a lot of people around our county, but the bottom line is, it's for the safety and security of our children.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more.
State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
All right, 746, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Time for sports. Here's Corey.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, Kelly. Happy Friday to everyone.
Yes.
It's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. Is Brooklyn in the house? Well, the NBA draftees were last night as the Barclays Center in Brooklyn hosted the 2018 NBA Draft and saw the Phoenix Suns keep DeAndre Ayton in Arizona as the Wildcats big man went number one overall.
Having my name called to be the first pick for the Phoenix Suns was mind-blowing. I mean, you know, having all that confidence and leading up to that point when I saw Adam Silver came out, I was just waiting for my name. And when he called it, it just my mind went blank.
Okay, wait a second. So my mind was blown and then it went blank. I guess that's what happens when you have an explosion in your mind.
But he probably knows how to sign his name on that check.
Blown, blank, bank account, boom. Big. There you go. All big.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
There you go. The Sacramento Kings selected power forward Marvin Bagley III from Duke. The Atlanta Hawks picked Luka Doncic from Slovenia, number 3, and traded his rights to Dallas for point guard Trae Young from Oklahoma, who was selected 5th. Colin Sexton, the dynamic and explosive freshman point guard from the University of Alabama, was selected 8th by the Cleveland Cavaliers and urged LeBron James to stick around in Cleveland so they can make it back to the NBA Finals. Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston has been suspended by the NFL for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy for allegedly groping a female Uber driver in March of 2016. The Bucs opened the season facing 3 straight playoff teams, including the New Orleans Saints in Week 1. Auburn extended head baseball coaches Butch Thompson's contract through 2024. Coach Thompson just finished the 3rd year of his original 5-year deal. He also led Auburn to its best season in over 20 years and helped advance the Tigers to the NCAA Super Regional for the first time since 1999. In an elimination game in the College World Series, the defending national champion Florida Gators took a bite out of the Texas Tech Red Raiders and eliminated them from the College World Series, winning 9-6. Florida will need to beat Arkansas twice to retain the College World Series Championship Series. And game 1 of Florida versus Arkansas in all SEC semifinal is tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The banana crazy Mississippi State Bulldogs take on Oregon State at 2 o'clock p.m. on ESPN, needing just 1 win to play for the College World Series Championship. In Major League Baseball last night, the Reds beat the Cubs 6-2, the Brewers down the Cardinals 11-3, the Angels over the Blue Jays 8-5, and the Diamondbacks defeated the Pirates 9-3. The Mobile Bay Bears lost a home opener of a 6-game homestand versus the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 last night at the Hank. The Bay Bears will try to get back on the winning track as the first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 tonight. In FIFA World Cup action in Russia, Brazil takes on Costa Rica this morning. Nigeria battles Iceland, and Serbia will play Switzerland. Yesterday's action saw Denmark and Australia ending in a 1-1 tie. France squeaked by Peru 1-0, and Croatia defeated Argentina 3-0. Also last night at Cottage Hill Gymnasium, the Mobile Hurricanes defeated the Mobile Police Department 46-45 in an exhibition warm-up before the Hurricanes traveled to the Special Olympic Games in Seattle, Washington. I'm Corey Labounty, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right. Thank you, Corey. And thanks for your work this week in the sports department. It's been excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. It's been an outstanding time. Early mornings with you guys have been fun. And I respect you guys tremendously. So thank you very much. Aww. And thanks, Dalton, for having me.
Yeah, Dalton will be back on Monday. Of course, people will be able to check out Prep Sports Report tomorrow morning starting at 8.
But did you tell him what happens after you're here for a week in the morning that he buys lunch?
Yeah.
Butch Cassidy. Yeah. I got you guys. Butch Cassidy's.
All right, we'll do that today.
Don't draw a blank.
We'll do that today. All right, great stuff. Thank you. We're coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride. Airport, Mont Lamar, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65 seems to be running smooth. You've seen some radar along the causeway, right where the Bayway and the causeway intersect. Watch your speed as you're traveling into downtown Mobile. So far, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, 90, Range Line, Hamilton, Theodore Dawes Road, all running smooth this morning. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square for locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Our friends over at Serta Brewing taking home the gold for their Serta's Hook, Line, and Lager. Isn't that good stuff? It's a German-style Pilsner. It was the category that they were entered, and they beat New York's Upstate's Brewing and Indianapolis-based Daredevil Brewing.
Bam.
Yeah. So they're Mobile's first operational brewery in years now, and their first award in the can, so AL.com says. I love that headline. Serta Brewing became operational in late 2017, of course, serving beers at its tap room and courtyard on Government Street downtown. And they also ship to local restaurants and bars in kegs. In April, they did their first run of canning, and that quickly bore fruit at the Can Awards. I like the name of this award. So Serta's once again taking home the gold in the Can Awards. Yes, they can with their Serta's Hook, Line, and Lager. Great job to another local company just doing great things. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, congratulations to John and the crew down there. And if John's listening, I'll just go ahead and out him. John, who used to bum rides from my wife to school in high school. But yeah, John's come a long way since he was bumming rides in the Honda with my wife.
He describes it as our flagship Pilsner, a brilliant and zesty layer with ample hop bite.
There you go. Ample.
Fancy.
I like ample, be it hops or anything.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is. All right. Thank you, Kelly. 7:55 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of local beverages and food, when you do that, you think of our buddy Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think John needs to invite us down to do our own little judging and taste testing and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, John, you've been put on notice, John. I think that would be good. And tell you what, here's how we can sweeten the deal. Why don't you bring your almond cake with berries and cream when you come?
Man, I don't know if he's got a beer to pair up with my almond cake, but my almond cake's pretty good. But I know his beer is pretty good. So maybe we can find something that can go with it, maybe like some kind of apple beer or something like that.
That'll work. I'll try all the beers and all the cake, too. Yeah, almond cake, this is different.
Well, you know, listen, I got to tell you. I'm tired of grilling. I'm tired of baking. I'm tired of boiling. I'm going to bake me a cake, okay? That's what I'm thinking. But you got to go get you some almond flour or some almond meal, okay? Because you got to have that kind of stuff. So it tastes like almonds. I don't mind telling you. It don't just automatically taste like almonds, you know. So, but anyhow, get me a little. What I actually do is I take the powdered sugar, and I take a couple of eggs, and then I take the egg white, take me an extra egg white, and then I get me a little lemon peel, a little orange peel, and I whip all that, I put that in the mix, and I whip that all up really, really good till it fluffs up, you know, and make like a light whipped cake batter, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, fold in the almond flour or the almond meal, whichever one you can find, and then once I get it going, I put a little pinch of cinnamon in there, you know, and you don't want to over-mix it because your cake won't rise. It'll be like a little flat cake, like a flat cookie or something when you get, you know, I've done that before too, man. Great cookie, I don't mind telling you. But anyhow, so when I get all that mixed together, I put it inside my little round cake pan, you know, and I grease it up. I just spray a little pan in it or whatever. And I put some parchment paper down so it don't actually stick or burn to the bottom. I want it to plop out, you know. But then I take me a heavy cream or some whipping cream, and I whip it in the little mixer really good till it begins to fluff. I add a little vanilla extract to it, and then it fluff up and make my icing for me. And then I get some little sliced almonds, a little slivered almonds. And once I put the icing on the cake after I cool it, of course,
Alec, are you making this right now? Because your speech is kind of muffled. Are you, I mean, it sounds like you're in the kitchen whipping it up right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's what happens to me when I'm using both hands and holding the phone with my shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, for 5 minutes a week. Come on, man.
Okay. I can talk and work at the same time. I'm talented, all right? I got a lot of skills here. But then I get me some raspberries and blackberries, and I just kind of lay it all over it, you know. So that's how I finish it off. So don't worry. Almond flour, almond meal. Make you some heavy cream and vanilla icing, that kind of stuff. Okay, you got it. You got it, right?
I got it. Even better having you cook that for us. Let's talk about getting an appointment booked with Namus Catering.
Man, it's 4th of July coming up, and I got my 4th of July plan out there. Call me. 473-3900. I don't want you worried about anything. Let me make. If you want a butt already, well, all you got to do is heat it up with some ribs or some brisket. If you want some baked beans, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, or you want some gumbo or crab soup, what I always do is we make you bake. You call me 473-3900. Don't wait till the 4th of July to call me. Call me before the 4th.
Thank you, Alec. We appreciate it. And we're coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings.